This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. India signed 6 Memoranda of Understanding, MOUs, with the Maldives to enhance cooperation across multiple sectors following wide-ranging talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Maldives President Mohamed Muizzo at the President's office in Male yesterday. The key areas include fisheries and aquaculture, meteorology, digital public infrastructure, UPI and concessional line of credit. India announced a new line of credit of 4,850 crore rupees to support the infrastructure development and other activities in the island nation. An mandatory agreement was also exchanged between the two countries, which reduces Maldives' annual debt repayment obligations by 40% from $51 million to $29 million. Both sides also announced the commencement of negotiations for the launch of a free trade agreement. In a joint press statement after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said India and the Maldives are celebrating 60 years of diplomatic ties, describing their relationship as older than history and as deep as the sea. He also assured India's continued support to the Maldives in strengthening its defence capabilities. He added that mutual cooperation in defence and security reflects the mutual trust between the nations.
मालदीव की रक्षा क्षमताओं के विकास में भारत निरंतर सहयोग देता रहेगा हिंद महासागर क्षेत्र में शांति स्थिरता और समृद्धि हमारा साझा लक्ष्य है
Prime Minister Modi will be the guest of honor at the Maldives 60th Independence Day celebrations in the capital Mali today. The Prime Minister is on a state visit to the Maldives at the special invitation of President Mohamed Muizzo. Prime Minister Modi will be on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu starting today. After completing his two-nation tour to the UK and Maldives, Mr. Modi will travel directly to Tuticorin. The Prime Minister will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation, and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 4,800 crore rupees at Tuticorin tonight. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has directed the law enforcement agencies of the country to undertake dedicated measures to bring back fugitives involved in terrorist and smuggling activities. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating a two-day National Security Strategies Conference 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. Reviewing terror financing mechanisms, Mr. Shah directed the agencies to unearth terror modules by analysing inputs pertaining to financial irregularities. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that a special discussion on the Pahalgam terrorist attack and India's response under Operation Sindoor will be held in Lok Sabha on Monday. Talking to the media in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Rijiju said the decision was taken during the Business Advisory Committee meeting chaired by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla. He said 16 hours have been allocated for debate in the Lok Sabha, while Rajya Sabha will hold discussion on it on Tuesday for 16 hours. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Konkan and Goa till tomorrow. The IMD has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, coastal Karnataka, East Rajasthan, Jharkhand, Kerala, Mahe, Marathwada, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Odisha, South Interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. Moving on to sports, in squash, India's Anahat Singh scripted history at the World Junior Championships 2025 in Cairo, Egypt, claiming a bronze medal in the women's singles event, the country's first in 15 years. The 17-year-old from Delhi battled hard but lost 11-6, 14-12, 12-10 in the semi-final against home favourite Nadine Alhamami yesterday. In cricket, host England will resume their first innings play at the overnight score of 544 for 7 against India on day 4 of the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester today. The hosts were leading by 186 runs at stumps on day 3 yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.